Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Today's livestock futures market was 80 higher on the April live cattle at 140.47. June's were up 42 at 137.37. August up 42 at 138.12. Technically speaking, we're above the 20-day moving average, and today's high and closing near the highs on the April hopefully will bring us starting next week with another bullish round of markets here and a lot of positivity to end this week higher like we did. The feeder cattle were down slightly here, down 35 cents on March at 156.42. The April down $1.15 lower at 161.57. May's down $1.17 at 165.37. And August feeders 115 lower at 178.45. We're starting to see some hedge pressure as people are interested at that 180 level for the August feeder cattle. Now, they have been up to nearly 187 back in February. But with corn where it is and feeders at 180, that's a pretty good ticket at this point. The lean hog market on fire today. The Junes are the highest here at 125.85, up $3.77. That'd be a new high for the hog market. It's pretty crazy how low the December in the high 80s and the June at 125.85. So big spread. We have a cattle on feed report after the close, looking like 101 on feed, 105 placed, 105 marketed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures were quite strong. July Kansas City wheat up 12.5 to close at 1102-ish. So quite a big change today. It was actually lower, went down to a 1069 overnight, and then bounced back. So really good rally here. Chicago wheat was up about 14 in July, 1089. The beans are up anywhere from steady to 9 cents. November beans were steady here at about 1493. The corn up 1 to 5 cents, and then cotton futures really, really impressive again today. December's somewhere around 111.75, up 250, and that's a new high. So this cotton train just keeps chugging along down the track here and making new highs, and has really been rallying since last summer for the cotton futures. On March 31st, we have a planting intentions report and then the quarterly stocks as well. That'll be next week. And it's a pretty big report. I think a lot of attention will be paid to that next week, and it'll update the acreage estimates for corn, beans, wheat, cotton, etc. It'll be interesting to see. Of course, there's a lot of things changed this year. The prices are high, but that's not the only thing. The input costs are also a major issue with this crop. So that's next week. The Dow currently up 100. Crude oil's up about $1.40 after being about $3 lower overnight.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.